This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Margarita Bell Martinez. Date of birth, August 10th, 1991. Case ID number is 602-6176. Date of exam, August 29, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 4/5/2023. And medical records from Dr. Juan J. Salazar dated 2/14/2021. Identifying information. This is a 32-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of schizophrenia and left-hand issues. The claimant is presently employed at Reina's Barbecue, where she has worked part-time for 1 year. She also worked for a construction company for 2 years. During the time that she worked, she worked 5 hours per day, 3 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. She states that she was on disability for approximately 1 year and stopped receiving disability when she was 17 years old. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her child and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, schizophrenia. Number two, left-hand issues. History of allegations. Number one, schizophrenia. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. The claimant is presently on fluoxetine, 20 milligrams POQD, and hydroxyzine, 10 milligrams QID for her condition. The claimant states that she has had suicidal ideation and suicidal attempts where she tried to overdose on pills with alcohol intake. She states she does hear voices and see shadows. And she states that the shadows are laughing at her. She also states that she always feels like someone is out to get her. Recently, her boyfriend left her, which has exacerbated her depression, anxiety, and her anger. She states that he did leave her because she was very much violent physically. She states that she suffers from decreased motivation, decreased concentration, poor judgment, insomnia, decreased appetite, and aggressiveness. Her hygiene and her cleanliness appeared to be intact. She states that when she takes her medication, she is fairly stable. As noted earlier, she was diagnosed with schizophrenia / bipolar disorder and is being treated for anxiety and depression at this time. Allegation number two, left-hand issues. The claimant states that in 2006, she was in a motor vehicle accident in which she was in a rollover accident which mangled her left forearm and left hand. The claimant refused to have an amputation of her left hand, and more than 15 surgeries were performed on the left hand to try to preserve her hand. And she does have a left hand that is somewhat functioning, but is deformed. She also suffers from phantom pain, especially of the fourth digit. The claimant does have a left wrist brace that she uses occasionally at night when she's in pain. She was diagnosed with multiple torn ligaments, tendons, and some fractures of the bones. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the evening. Her physician is Dr. Peñalo. That's P-E-N-A-L-O. The claimant did have a a tendon pulley reconstruction of the left hand, left fourth finger deformity with distal amputation of the distal phalange, and placement of a graft from her forearm on the dorsal part of her hand. Her condition is stable at this time, and she's still pending another surgery. Since the graft on the dorsal part of her hand is somewhat thick and elevated, but she is able to use her hand minimally. The claimant is on gabapentin, 300 milligrams QD, which does give her some relief. And the only physical activity that she does is working as a cashier at the barbecue restaurant that she is working at right now. Sometimes she's asked to do other things, which has caused injury to her left hand. An X-ray was performed on February the 15th, 2012, which revealed that she had arthrodesis across a proximal interphalangeal joint of the fourth digit and distal interphalangeal joint of the fifth digit. She had chronic post-traumatic changes that were noted in the proximal interphalangeal joint area of the fifth digit and distal interphalangeal joint of the fourth digit. The rest of the bones are grossly intact. Also, there's irregularity in the distal tuft of the fourth and fifth digits, likely related to prior trauma or infection. Post-traumatic changes noted at the mid-shaft of the proximal phalange of the fourth digit was also noted. There was also mild soft tissue prominence noted dorsally on the aspect of the hand, which represents the graft that was placed. There are multiple metallic clips in the dorsum aspect of the hand and radial aspect of the wrist from the multiple surgeries that she has had. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 4 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, and lift approximately 15 pounds with her right hand. She has a decreased grip of her left hand, but is able to use her right hand. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She does have an assistive device, which is a left wrist brace that she uses at night when she's in pain. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Family history. The mother is 54 and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Her father is 50 and has no medical problems. Medications, hydroxyzine, 10 milligrams, QID, fluoxetine, 20 milligrams, POQD, and gabapentin, 300 milligrams, QD. Major surgeries, tendon pulley reconstruction of the hand, left, with left fourth finger deformity and with distal amputation of the distal phalange. The claimant has also had a graft placement on the dorsal part of her left hand coming from her forearm area. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack every 4 days for 10 years. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks a beer every 2 days for 10 years. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that she has not used cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, except for marijuana. The last time she used marijuana was April of 2022. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 173 pounds, height 5 feet, 3 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 145 over 93 mmHg, second reading was taken, 121 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 82 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 30, general. This is a 32-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant has a right upper arm tattoo. She has a fourth left digit, 12 centimeter surgical scar noted where they tried to preserve the phalange. She also has a left arm graft of the dorsal part of her hand measuring 7 by 12 centimeters with elevation, which appears to be intact on her left hand. There is a forearm round 8 by 13 centimeter scar where skin was removed for the graft. The claimant also has a left arm and hand, which is much smaller than the right arm and hand and appears to have atrophy. Grip was plus 5 over 5 for the right hand and plus 4 over 5 for the left. She is unable to perform a full fist with the left hand, secondary to fusion of all her fingers at 50%. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but some tenderness of the left hand and upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for the left hand and the left forearm, where surgery has been performed to preserve the claimant's left hand. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and bilateral lower extremities. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper extremity. And the claimant does have fusion of her finger joints at 50% and is unable to make a full closed fist. However, she is able to grip, but has difficulty in opposing and impinging at this time. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch for the left hand and upper extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. The claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices, but does have a left wrist brace for support that she uses occasionally at night. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right side and plus 4 over 5 for the left. However, the claimant is unable to make a full closed fist, pinch, or oppose fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. The claimant does have phantom pain in the left hand and does have sensory pain of the left fingers as well. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms of the left upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right and plus 4 over 5 for the left. However, it's noted that the claimant does not have the same function that she has on the right side. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the left side and normal for the right. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects, mostly with the right hand, but is able to carry some things with the left. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left upper extremity, especially the forearm and the left hand. She is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the right side and mildly decreased grip strength for the left. However, the claimant is unable to completely function well with the left hand. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted for the right hand and mild to mildly restricted for the left. On examination, the claimant shows evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue for the left upper extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to schizophrenia / bipolar disease and dysfunction of her left hand and forearm with mild dysfunction of her hand. Probable diagnoses. Number one, schizophrenia / bipolar disorder, along with anxiety and depression. Being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. Schizophrenia has not been confirmed. However, she more likely than not is bipolar. Allegation number two, left hand issues with decreased function of the left hand, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to use her hand, but she is only able to make a full closed fist at 50%, secondary to fusion of multiple of her fingers. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Margarita Bell Martinez.